Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saudi Arabia has severed diplomatic ties with Iran less than a day after demonstrators in the Iranian capital stormed the Saudi embassy to protest Riyadh execution of 47 people, including prominent Shiite cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, who was a frequent critic of the Saudi royal family. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA all of this might be an overreaction.
Quite clearly, there have been problems between Saudi Arabia and Iran for quite some time. The point is that on neither side, neither of the two sides, there has been a measure of moderation, or for that matter, mechanism whereby they would be able to cool their tensions. Now, the consequence of this has been that both sides have been ramping up responses and reactions to each other. And now finally it's got to a stage where it could very well be a point of no return and will lead to a greater degree of instability, in fact, a very fundamental instability in the region itself.
Demonstrations against the execution of al-Nimr have taken place not only in the region, but around the world. A 6.7 magnitude earthquake shook remote northeastern India today before dawn near the borders with Bangladesh and Myanmar. AFP reporting at least six people were killed, dozens of others injured by falling debris and the rush to get out of the buildings. Quake was centered 30 kilometers northwest of the city of Imphal, capital of Manipur state. Mauritanian authorities are searching for an Islamist militant who escaped from prison where he was awaiting execution for his part in a plot to assassinate the president, Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz. An identified prisoner was arrested in 2011. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is dismissing his appearance on a recruitment video made by the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. In that video, Mr. Trump is shown at a campaign rally last month reading a statement calling on the United States government to ban Muslims from entering the country. He defended his comments Sunday on the CBS News program Face the Nation.
The world is talking about what I've said, and now big parts of the world are saying Trump is really right, at least identifying what's going on, and we have to solve it.
Mr. Trump made the call for a ban on accepting Muslims into the U.S. in response to the deadly attack on the state government facility in San Bernardino, California, last month carried out by a Muslim husband and wife who investigators say had been radicalized. Officials are saying gunmen holed up in a building near the Indian consulate in the northern Afghan city of Mazar-i-Sharif are continuing to exchange gunfire with Afghan security forces. No group immediately claimed responsibility for an attack on the consulate, which came just a day after a deadly assault by suspected Islamist militants on an Indian air base near the Pakistani border that killed at least seven troops and four gunmen. These assaults come a week after Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi made visits to Kabul and Islamabad, the first to visit Pakistan by an Indian leader in more than a decade. Here in the U.S., a group has seized control of a federal government facility in a remote area of the state of Oregon. They broke into the headquarters of a wildlife refuge, on Saturday after staging a march in a nearby town protesting the imminent imprisonment of two local ranchers who were convicted of setting fires on federally owned lands several years ago. Federal judge recently ruled their jail terms were too short and offered them back to prison to serve at least four more years. That is to begin today. VOA spoke with Ian Colgren, a reporter for the Oregonian newspaper, who is on the scene where he has some insight into the group, described in some accounts as a militia.
They essentially went into these buildings, and they say they won't leave until the Hammonds, who are supposed to be going to federal prison, are released and the federal government relinquishes its control of the wildlife refuge. So there's been a lot of discussion about what exactly to call those people. Without knowing the details, it's a little bit hard to say, I think.
73-year-old Dwight Hammond and his 46-year-old son Steve are the focus of the group's protest. And Chinese stocks plummeting nearly 7% today, first trading of the new year, prompting a halt to trading of the day in Shanghai and Shenzhen, poor manufacturing data and others affecting the sell-off.
That's the latest world news from VOA.